Welcome, Lenten sojourners. It's Thursday of the second full week of Lent. It's day 14 of our Lenten journey together. And today we're going to return to Joyce Rupp's Lenten devotional, Jesus, Friend of My Soul. If you remember, yesterday's devotion was called One Who Trusts. And today, One Who Obeys. In Luke 2:51, that's the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verse 51, it is said, "Then he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them." Joyce Rupp writes, "As a young student, I found myself sitting out recess on a bench, punishment for calling my teacher an old rooster. I do not remember what she insisted I do, but obviously I resisted her instructions. As I've aged, I recognize the necessity of obedience as part of life. I've learned that obeying God is about listening to the Spirit's direction, often voiced through human suggestion or obligation. Obeying does not mean doing something without regard to my personal preference or a concern for others. Obedience consists of carefully and prayerfully discerning how best to be a person whose life reflects the virtues Jesus lived and taught." Isn't that worth repeating? Joyce Rupp writes again, "Obedience consists of carefully and prayerfully discerning how best to be a person whose life reflects the virtues Jesus lived and taught." Throughout his life, Jesus freely chose to be obedient to the will of his Father by setting aside his human need to have everything his way. He stayed attentive to his inner guide and discerned how best to extend his love in service to others. In our life, obedience requires that we too open ourselves to the promptings of this divine guidance. If we develop the spiritual practice of pausing for daily discernment, reflecting on what stirs in our thoughts and feelings, and where we let those movements take us, we more readily sense how we are to make good decisions. By watchful listening and seeking valuable counsel, we wisely use our ability to obey and to serve. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, Spirit of Wisdom, when difficult requirements and obligations come charging in boldly with their entreaties, release what wants to stay unmovable in me. Lead me in the direction that you most desire. Loosen my strong will so I will choose wisely. Today, I do something of worth that I would rather not do. Amen. Thank you, as always, for joining me today on this Lenten journey, and I look forward to talking with you again tomorrow. Until then, God's blessings on your day. Sunrise. A fresh